From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, and happy heavenly birthday to Hugh Hefner.
One of the things about my life that sets it apart to some extent is that there's never been any hypocrisy in it. I am who I appear to be, if anybody was paying attention. Writing about Playboy and writing about Hefner is like a Rorschach test. It's an ink blot. It reflects typically a little bit about me and a great deal about the fantasies and the fears and prejudices of our time, because my life has been so intimately interconnected in such a public way with the great guilts of American Puritanism, sex and wealth.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett County Public Schools. Update on the Aurora Theater bomb threat in Lawrenceville, the Hutchins Prize $50,000 finalists unveiled, and World of Medical Marvels exhibition opens April 20th at Fernbank. Plus, the Stripers report with Dave Lazat, providing in-depth coverage and the latest news on your Gwinnett Stripers. And this week, Guide's Mental Health Minute focuses on the perilous effects of fentanyl, highlighting its potential for addiction, respiratory depression, and fatal overdoses. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, and if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Mark your calendars for an exciting opportunity to shape the future. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Discovery High School. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face-to-face with district leaders, ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at TeamGCPS.com today.
Lawrenceville police are probing a bomb threat at the Aurora Theater on Sunday after an email was circulated to the media threatening the venue, despite a comprehensive search by police and theater staff confirming the threat is false. Investigations continue with assistance from the ATF and the FBI to trace the origin. The motive is yet undetermined. As a safety measure, the theater's scheduled comedy show, Greener Pastures, was canceled. The Aurora Theater has thanked law enforcement for their rapid action and will inform patrons of any further schedule adjustments. The Hutchins Center for Art and Learning has announced the four finalists competing for the prestigious $50,000 Hutchins Prize aimed at elevating Georgia's vibrant art scene. This significant award not only offers financial support, but also a solo exhibition opportunity at the center for the winner. The contenders, Krista Clark and Sergio Suarez of Atlanta, alongside Victoria Duger and Joni Mabe from Athens, showcased a broad spectrum of artistic innovation, from unique material used to fresh expressions of identity. A panel of esteemed jurors from leading art institutions will select the winner in September. Fernbank Museum is set to debut the giant screen film Superhuman Body, World of Medical Marvels, narrated by Matthew McConaughey on April 20th. The film delves into the latest medical breakthroughs, combining compelling personal narratives with advanced CGI to illustrate the transformative power of science. Highlighted stories of individuals such as Ty Duckett, James Garrett, and Emily Whitehead, alongside pioneering researchers Dr. Carl June and Dr. Ayanna Howard, it underscores the impact of medical innovation. The film not only aims to spark interest in STEM fields, but also to foster a deeper appreciation for the strides made in medical science. Admission includes access to the museum's exhibits and natural areas. Visit fernbankmuseum.org for more details and ticket information. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. The Stripers Report is coming up next.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200. Or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Before we hit the field, let's get the latest from the field. It's time for the Stripers Report, brought to you by Cool-Ray Heating and Air. Visit CoolRay.com.
The Cool-Ray Heating and Cooling pregame show continues here from Cool-Ray Field as your Stripers prepare for game 2 of 6 against the Louisville Bats. Dave Lizotte joined by Stripers General Manager Aaron McCormick, coming off the home opener last night and, of course, the kickoff to this 2024 season. The home opener, you're 17th in professional baseball, 5th here with the Stripers, 3rd as GM. Always an exciting time to open a season. What kind of emotions do you experience on opening night?
There's always such a buzz and such an excitement. It's always great to have people back in the ballpark. So many of these people spend their entire summer with us, and it's nice to see our family. And I think for me, the moment I smell the popcorn machine is when it becomes real, when it feels like it's baseball again.
It's officially baseball season after last night, and it was a busy offseason, to say the least, here at Cool-Ray Field, with lots of spring events and lots of construction projects. I think the most that's ever been done to the ballpark in one single offseason. We'll start down the list. The Coca-Cola front porch is probably the biggest project. That's a new outdoor space behind home plate. I know you've been working on that for quite a while. It's not a recent thing. It took a lot of time and effort to get it launched, but talk about the Coca-Cola front porch.
It really started as an assessment of the ballpark and how to make it more fan-friendly. And we saw a great need for a new premium group area that fans could sit close, they could eat in their and stay in their seat. And so it's right behind home plate. And it also allowed us to add some new season ticket four tops tables and really give the fans behind home plate that premium big league kind of experience. So that one is going to be finishing up at the end of the month, and we're really excited to debut it to fans.
And up here on the suite level, the entire suite level's gotten a nice upgrade. The polished concrete floors, the paint's been updated, the history wall stuff has been updated as well. I know that's another project that's near and dear to your heart, was upgrading that suite level.
There was a lot of beige in the ballpark. And when we were really thinking about ourselves and our brand and the funness of the Stripers, it didn't reflect that. So it's been kind of a systematic process over the years to go through and to update things so it feels a little bit more like Stripers baseball. So the new colors, updated history boards that, you know, show the great relationship between us and the Braves, that's all been part of this long process of updating the ballpark.
And it's not just the fan spaces that have had upgrades here at the ballpark. A lot of stuff that fans will notice, like the outfield wall padding got a great update. All that advertising out there looks brand new. The sound system here got replaced for the first time since the ballpark opened. It sounds fantastic. And you've got the marquee board out on Buford Drive welcoming fans in as well. So not just the spaces, but also a lot of the infrastructure of the ballpark got upgraded.
It did. We have a fantastic landlord in Gwinnett County, and they know what a jewel this ballpark is, and they want to keep it tip-top. So Danley Sound Labs, a local sound company, was able to come in and give us a state-of-the-art sound system, and it's really going to be a showcase piece for us. And then, you know, our ownership group was also able to put some funds back into the ballpark, upgrade the marquee board. And then the outfield wall, which is just, you know, a necessary part of baseball, but something that lives outside and every couple of years needs to be updated. But everything looks really crisp and clean and sounds and looks fantastic.
We'll move from ballpark improvements to some of the new initiatives going on this season. And for fans, they'll have a chance to get in earlier on Saturdays. 2 hours is now the opening of the gates prior to the ball game. What prompted that change?
Fan feedback. Saturday is by far our most popular game. That's the day of our premium giveaways, and people line up early. And there just wasn't enough time to make sure that everyone was able to get in, get their giveaway, get their food, find their seat, you know, and still catch all the pregame action. So this was our opportunity to allow people on their weekend to spend a little bit more time with us.
And they'll get a chance to get in earlier for the premium giveaways and a couple of big appearances coming up on Saturdays as well. We'll get to that in a moment, but I want to talk about the new partnership with Professional Sports Catering and Satisfeed to help reduce some of the food waste here of the leftover food at the concession stands, and it's going to a great cause.
It is. It's something very near and dear to my heart, not only sustainability, but how we can continue giving back to the community. And this was the perfect partnership that you know, we try to be responsible and not have a ton of food waste, but inevitably at the end of the night, there was food that we were throwing out. And this allows us to identify those still safe and packaged items that we can turn around and donate to Gwinnett, local Gwinnett families, to make sure that they don't suffer food insecurity. And it's one of the things that I'm most proud of, the ability for us to give back like that.
Yeah, fantastic community initiative. And so the promo schedule obviously is something that gets worked on throughout the off season. A lot of great promotions coming up this year. T-shirt Tuesdays, that's one of my favorite, as we honor some of the Gwinnett alums with a T-shirt giveaway. Atlanta Black Crackers weekend, now spread out over 2 days. Georgia Peaches weekend, the same story. A couple big appearances from Andrew Jones and Bluey as well. I know my kids are excited about that. But once again, really a jam-packed promotional schedule.
It is. There's something for everyone. There's our tried and true weekday promotions, like the T-shirt, you know, T-shirt Tuesdays is new this year, but Wet Nose Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, fireworks on Fridays. But then there's also new elements. There's new giveaways, a great slate of bobbleheads this year. I know this area loves themselves a bobblehead. So, and, you know, wrestling nights and Harry Potter themes and all of that kind of stuff. So there's a little bit for everyone, and personally, I'm just excited to continue to be creative and figure out what resonates here.
And finally, to wrap things up, 74 more games to go, so we're only at the start of it, but this team's seen growth at the gates the last 2 years in a row now. What is the goal for you for this year?
It's always to provide the best family-friendly entertainment, and I think you know, something we really like to make sure people know is just how close this is. You can park close, you can sit close, you know, you're close to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves. It's a really tight community feel.
That's Stripers General Manager Aaron McCormick as we head into the second game of this 2024 season. Aaron, thank you as always for your time, and best of luck this year.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Peachtree Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
The United States grapples with a critical affordable housing shortage underscored by a shortfall of millions of units. The predicament stems from a complex web of factors including stringent regulations, escalating construction costs, and the enduring aftermath of the Great Recession. While regions like the Mountain West and Sun Belt have witnessed notable housing developments, such as West Virginia and parts of the Great Lakes region have experienced stagnation or negligible growth. Moreover, the pace of housing development does not always match up with demographic needs, posing affordability issues in certain locales. In Georgia, for instance, the number of housing units rose by 10.5% between 2012 and 2022, marginally exceeding population growth. However, this period also saw median homes prices skyrocket by 157.7%. Tackling the housing shortage demands is a multifaceted approach focusing on policy reform, increased construction activity, and bolstering affordable housing initiatives. Governor Brian Kemp has officially announced that Prize Picks will establish its new headquarters in Atlanta, marking a significant $25 million investment and promising the creation of 1,000 jobs within the next 7 years. Esteemed as a leading figure among North America's rapidly growing sports companies, Prize Picks has been lauded for its innovative approach and excellence in workplace culture. The new headquarters, occupying 33,000 square feet in the Star Metals building in Midtown Atlanta, signifies a major boost to the city's innovation ecosystem. This strategic move underscores Georgia's burgeoning reputation as a technology and innovation hub, supported by a skilled workforce and robust infrastructure. The expansion of Prize Picks is poised to make a considerable economic contribution to Atlanta, reflecting the state's dedication to promoting technological innovation and employment opportunities. And now, here's your guide, Mental Health Minutes.
We're here with Amir Abdul-Hafid, the Program Director for Suicide Prevention at Guide, Inc. We touched on opioids in our last conversation, but now let's talk about fentanyl and how it's affecting the community. So all these deaths related to fentanyl, are drug dealers knowingly putting in fentanyl into their supply? Is there research on this?
There is a little bit of research on that. And to answer the first question, yes, a lot of it, almost 100% of the opioid-related deaths are related to fentanyl. The fentanyl-related overdose deaths increased in Georgia by 230% in that same two-year span. So in 100% of the overdose deaths, we have seen fentanyl in it. Fentanyl, there could be some drug dealers that don't know that it's in there, but a lot of them do know. It's cheaper to make, it's synthetic, and it gets a person high faster. So personal belief, I think they know, but I can't speak completely for that. But research has shown that they do know that it's out there, and they're lacing it with a lot of different stuff. Fentanyl can be inhaled, it can be ingested, it can be injected. We've seen it in Oreos and vape. Like if somebody vapes it and it comes out and somebody inhales it, then you can get an overdose just from that.
So how to prevent all of this? Obviously it's, hey, just don't do that stuff, but what else can we do?
Don't take anything from somebody. Don't take a pill that does not come from a pharmacist or something that you've bought personally in a store, pharmacy, whatever the case may be. As I said, fentanyl can be, they're seeing it a lot in counterfeit pills. People think they're taking a Xanax or a Percocet or something like that, and they don't realize that it's fake because you can't tell the difference. And with fentanyl especially, it takes 2 milligrams, which is basically 1 to 2 grains of salt, to be fatal. So we're telling people, especially our youth, because we're seeing a huge increase in overdoses with our youth, do not take any medicine or anything, not a gummy, not an Oreo, not anything from somebody unless you or your parents have personally bought that item in a store or were prescribed it through a medicine. Some other things that people can do is learn how to use naloxone or Narcan, which is the opioid reversing drug that we have. It is now thankfully over the counter. Anybody can purchase it in CVS, Walgreens, Walmart. Thankfully, it is over the counter and it's not super, super expensive, but Gwinnett has so many different resources such as GNR Public Health or Navigate Recovery where you can get this for free and you can get the trainings for absolutely free with a kit of Narcan. And Narcan's super easy to use. It's a nasal spray and the box will give you instructions with pictures. You can even YouTube a video to find out how to use it.
How can we find out more information about it? Do you all have a website or something like that?
You can check out our website, guideinc.org. It has information on our blog. If you go to guideinc.org/takeback, it actually gives you a list of different places where you might be able to take back your unused medication, anything like that. Also look up Navigate Recovery. That is our Gwinnett's recovery-based organization. They do a lot of work with people in recovery, but they also do free Narcan trainings every Saturday. So you can just show up Saturday. I believe it's at 10 o'clock in the morning. Take a Narcan training. It really takes about 15 to 30 minutes, and they'll give you a free kit of Narcan. If you need more, they have a very unique vending machine in their lobby that is completely free. You don't have to put money in. You just go in, hit the buttons like you would a vending machine, and a kit of Narcan will be on. Anybody can go in their lobby and get a kit of Narcan. GNR Public Health also offers free trainings and free kits of Narcan. If you ever find Guide at events, sometimes we'll have Narcan on our booth that we'll be able to pass out as well.
For more information and resources, please visit guideinc.org. Georgia is set to launch a grant program to allocate $638 million received from opioid settlement funds, dedicating $479 million to grants and distributing the remaining $159 million among Atlanta and its major counties. The grant appreciation process begins next Monday, accompanied by workshops designated to guide applicants through the submission procedure. The state's strategy emphasizes a meticulous and impactful response to the opioid epidemic, prioritizing areas such as medication-assisted treatment, prevention initiatives, and recovery support services. Sheriff Gary Sisk has underscored the critical nature of the drug crisis and the imperative for a sincere commitment to recovery efforts. This program advocates for transparency and seeks to integrate insights from those with firsthand experience of addiction, underlining the value of their perspectives in the fight against substance abuse.
A recent study published by the American Cancer Society reveals that 10-minute sessions of virtual reality therapy can significantly alleviate pain in cancer patients, with effects persisting beyond the duration of the session. This innovative approach has demonstrated superior efficiency in pain reduction compared to traditional distraction methods, such as using an iPad. The research involved 128 adult cancer patients suffering from moderate to severe pain who were randomly assigned to either VR or iPad therapy sessions. Findings highlighted a more pronounced decrease in pain levels among participants in the VR group, with the relief extending up to 24 hours post-session. The study advocates for further investigation into the application of the VR therapy across various outpatient contexts and for different manifestations of cancer-related pain, underscoring its potential as a non-pharmacological option for managing discomfort in cancer patients. What final thoughts after this?
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. If you're the type of person who is prone to snacking at night after dinner while you're catching up on that Netflix series or watching TV, those calories can really add up. Plus, eating late in the evening may affect your sleep. Instead of reaching for chips or a sweet dessert, how about a cup of herbal tea? You can sip that slowly and enjoy it, and be sure and check out all the delicious flavors in the tea section of your local Ingles store.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Merida Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, New to Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.